Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, January the 23rd, 23rd day of the new year, because I can count to 23.
Yeah.
Joining us this afternoon is...
You need to take your shoes off.
Yeah, well, good thing, huh? Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County 5th District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Hey, guy.
How you doing?
Oh, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
Yeah.
This afternoon, we'll talk a little bit about regionalization. There's a number of different efforts, number of different things that the county does and that the supervisors do to try to, not necessarily a united front, but let's say a bigger splash. You got the water analogy thing, so you know, we'll start with water and see if we can go anywhere else that's just equally as exciting, talking about regionalization when we come back. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Oh, jeez. There's a great quote here. I don't know if I have the guts to pull the trigger on it. Should I?
Yeah, you can't leave him hanging like that.
Okay. This is from Helen Rowland, so at least it's from a gal. It makes it a little bit easier. Sometime at least 65 years ago.
Okay.
Because she died in 1950. Quote, "One man's folly is another man's wife." I suppose we could go the other way, huh?
Uh-huh.
One gal's folly is another woman's husband.
It was funnier the other
way. Yeah. It kind of flowed a little bit easier for me, too. So if we get any blowback, remember you wanted it.
Yeah. Just blame it on me. Everybody else does.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The concept of regionalization, Ryan, I know is something that a number of, and I'll say us, have pretty strong feelings about. It makes sense. You know, some of the goofy little lines that were drawn on a map decades, centuries ago really don't have practical application today because things have changed. Sonoma County used to be rural. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha ha. Okay, Humboldt County used to be rural. Well, we still are. Just those types of things. When you look at the natural alliances that Humboldt County should be part of, what do you look at?
I think the one I was just talking to you about, the North Coast Integrated Regional Water Management Plan, otherwise known as the Seven Counties. So it's from Marin County, Sonoma County, all the way up to Del Norte County. We all banded together, and actually just last week I was at a meeting in Ukiah, and the basic thing of what we do is we take projects for, you know, water and wastewater projects and restoration projects, and before we'd compete with, you know, Humboldt County would compete with LA County. And you don't have
my
a
money's on the giant, by the way.
Yeah,
in that one.
Well, that's
yeah.
That's the way it always went. So now, with all seven counties banded together, we can compete for projects with LA County, and no problem. And it's been really successful. And last week, we actually approved $5.1 million in projects, and all, you know, from everything from a water tanks in West Haven where there's no matching funds, so the whole thing's going to pay for water tanks for them. I think it was $300,000+ to projects in Sonoma County for, you know, wastewater treatment. So
as you were lining out the counties, I'm thinking that almost sounds like the congressional district plus.
It's pretty close, yeah. You know what? I think I misspoke. Marin County is not in there. Sonoma County is where it ends.
So it's Mendo, Sonoma, Humboldt, Del Norte, Trinity, Siskiyou.
Modoc, yeah, it's in
there. Okay. Well, never mind. Shot that question down real quick then. I was saying, if it did have a similar alignment, or like all the coastal counties or something like that, does that make it easier for the electeds, whether at the state or the federal level, to get behind a project? Or does it almost make it more difficult because you only got one elected instead of having two or three electeds carrying the weight?
Good question. This process, it's been pretty amazing. This the group of all these different counties coming together. The as far as I know, because Supervisor Smith was one of the ones who first started this process and helped get this going, was the chair of it for a long time. And as far as I know, they've always had unanimous votes from everybody that's on the team. And it in last week it was a unanimous vote on all these projects. We had there was $23 million in projects submitted and $5.1 million funded. And to get in a unanimous vote out of that is it's pretty amazing. So I think having it smaller does work. You know, it works for this process anyways.
Is this a model for other areas that the county can be doing things? I mean, this seems to be water related. Okay, mm-hmm. That's dandy. What about, say, public works? And I mean, we're all kind of in the same goofy condition in those counties that you were alluding to. Maybe Sonoma County is a little bit different on that one. Why not pool buy? Why not have joint projects? I mean, if it goes over the county line at Trinity, why should Trinity have smooth asphalt and then as soon as you hit Humboldt, it's gravel and mud? I mean,
Well, you look around even the cities and the county. It's the same thing. You drive through Eureka and you know, there's one kind of pavement and then another kind of pavement and that's where the county line is. So it's I think that's a good idea. You know, I don't know how to make it happen practically. This one was easier because there was money. You know, the IRWIMP is paid for by Prop 84 and Prop 50 bonds. And so the money's there and I guess there's a lot of money that's in the public works, but it's more fractured for sure.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, as you look at some of the different options that are available for the county, do you think it all of the efficiencies, the new efficiencies that you guys are going to come up with this year, all have to be driven by chasing a dollar? Mm. Or can you also go the other way around and maybe either save a dollar to free up some bucks, or create added efficiencies so maybe the department doesn't need the dollar?
I think everything's on the table, and I think we talked about it once before on your show that...
Well, it's been 4 years now, man. Possibly sometime in the 4 years we talked about governmental efficiencies.
2 years.
Yeah, well...
I haven't been there that long.
You're right. Boy, how did I step in that one?
So
I must be locked on some of the other guys.
Yeah.
I like better.
Ouch. So, you know, to answer your question, I think that it's all on the table. And, you know, where you can save money or combine resources or, you know, I think all that, we have to look at it all because it's, you know, the money's dwindling all the time. I don't think for a long time it's not going to go up like it was, and so we need to start planning for how do you do more with less resources, or look around and see who else is doing the same thing and how do you team up with them.
Will you get buy-in?
I think once it gets far enough along where you have, you know, some of these things will take once everybody doesn't have enough money to do what they need to do, it'll force you into it, but it could be proactive and start looking at it now.
I'm thinking, you know, the age-old argument, I use Mike Downey because he's not the guy that has promulgated it, so it's good to whip up on him. The position taken, well, I'm elected by the entire county. You're just elected by 1/5. I have a bigger mandate than you do. Get away from me. Like I said, that's not...
Mike would never say that.
No. He'd be much more direct.
I have a gun, you don't.
Yeah, yeah. and certainly there's truth to that, obviously. Mm-hmm. So how do you develop an environment or a culture to bring in everybody together? Not just a purchasing department that's buying for all the departments, but really get things together that would make sense, whether it's sharing offices where you can, you know, in some of the rural areas. You know, McKinleyville's got the one, Garberville's got one, where you can have multiple departments maybe rotating through there one day a week. I mean, the rent's the same, whether it's empty or full. And to have some presence from some of the various departments in some of the various communities that maybe you haven't been able to so far.
Yeah, that's one of the things we've been talking about is, you know, all the properties the county has and offices and buildings, and maybe we don't need that many. You know, maybe we can sell off some of them and then put that money into making less buildings a lot nicer. So it seems like right now we have a lot of buildings that are, none of them are really nice, and the only ones that are nice are the ones that are leased. They have grant money that says you can't spend your grant money on a purchase. You know, Department of Health and Human Services is the biggest one that does that. And so, but the buildings the county does own, the ones that I've toured, all of them need repairs and have deferred maintenance that are getting them, you know, they're pretty bad.
A lot of TLC still needed, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it makes more sense to have less properties, put that money into the buildings you do have that you want to make nice and make them so they can serve more purposes. I think overall it'll be better.
So if you play that one out, it makes sense because you probably have better efficiencies in your layouts also, mm-hmm. once you get to that point. But is it as convenient for community members? I mean, is that the balance?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone might have to drive a little farther or go to the other end of town or, you know. But I think you're going to have to eventually address the, you know, the crumbling buildings. They're, I don't know if you've been aware of it, but they're pretty bad.
Well, I haven't been hit with something falling on me yet. However, I think
good use of duct tape.
Yeah, boy, broadcasting and politics. Wow. But yeah, it seems like that whole process is one that somehow gets forgotten, and I don't know. Is it a power play? Is it tradition? Is it something else that's in? I would think it would be something that would be reviewed very regularly.
Government moves really, really slowly. That's one thing I've learned over 2 years. And
that's 2 years, right?
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. And if you were in a hurry to do things, this might not be the best the best business to get into. But it's I understand that it moves slowly, and getting things to change is not easy, especially for government. And so you just keep it on the, you know, keep it in the forefront and keep working on it, and eventually they happen. So.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Humboldt County 5th District Supervisor for 2 years, Ryan Sundberg. I can't believe I thought it was four.
Feels like four.
I guess everybody else was getting sworn in, and I just kind of thought you were there.
Yeah, I was hanging out.
Yeah. But you did, and you didn't do it here. I'm hearing rumblings that you said you're going to run for a second term.
Yes.
I thought we had kind of a gentleman's agreement thing that you were going to say it here. Apparently not. Or your memory's as good as mine.
Yeah, my memory's as good as yours. I am going to run for another term, though. I made up my mind. Yeah.
Okay. I'll bust you on it until later on.
Yeah.
As you're looking at this calendar year, we've had the state budget from the governor come out with education and some of their challenges, and some of the law enforcement, some of their challenges, and those untouchables that everybody wants to get their hands on and throttle somebody about. What sense do you have? Is there an understanding a little bit of what's going on out of Sacramento? Do you still sense that they're looking to step aside and pass a lot of the stuff down to the counties and the cities, along with the old unfunded mandate program stuff? Are we going to see more of what we've seen, or do you think that there might be a chance of a change?
I think we're going to see more of what we've seen. Realignment. Prop 30 put it in the Constitution that it's that money is constitutionally protected now, where it goes to the counties. But I mean, what a gamble on that we had to take. And I've heard from Health and Human Services that there's other things in the works to maybe one. I think one of them I heard was child care, where the state pays to have people watch their kids and things. That's one of the ones that are on the table to send over to the counties. And whenever they do that, I'm sure they have some way of saving money. We do it for, $500 million, and we'll see if the counties can do it for $300.
And $50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just the way it seems like it goes, and I don't see it stopping.
Is there a way, perhaps not to stop it, but to change the playing field a little bit? I mean, there's so many things that make doing the job more expensive because of government involvement. You talked about the time. Certainly the time factor is a big deal, whether it's the payment cycle at the end of the project or the preliminary plans and details, et cetera, on the front side of it. Prevailing wage is one that gets monkeyed with or referenced an awful lot. Instead of being local average wage, it's a state level wage. Things like that come into play that I would think for smaller rurals, the seven we talked about in the first half of the show or any of them, really makes it a much more difficult process for you guys to be able to put everything together and still keep the doors open.
Mm-hmm. So are you talking about outsourcing it to private business? Is that where you're going with that?
Nothing changing except a realization of perhaps building some of these flexibility or other areas.
Making it more simple to do.
Simple to do and more affordable for the local governmental entities to be able to do some of these projects.
Yeah, I'll just give you my perception, not being in government before, except for tribal government, but it seems like the way that we do things now, or I know the way that we do things now with the public involved and being transparent, having those two things, having the public involved and having it be transparent, you have to do things more slowly. You can't be as nimble as private business just because there's so many, you're responsible to so many more people. And I think that's just something I accept now. Is there ways to do things better, quicker, easier? Of course. And should we?
Because there are other jurisdictions that are doing things more quickly in California. It wouldn't be fair to go across the state.
Yeah, and I'm not
line,
saying there's not ways to do it, or we shouldn't be always looking for those things to do things better. I'm just saying as a whole, it does take longer, and you have more eyes looking at it. You have more of a public process for everything. And you're just not able to be as quick as a private business would be.
But that doesn't mean that there can't be efficiencies.
Definitely.
Or cost savings or some of those other aspects of it. I was thinking with some of the regulatory stuff, if there's a way to streamline that, so instead of having five stops, you had one that dealt with all five.
Yeah, and we do look at those things. And I know that from my background from business, and even the tribe didn't have as... It was more nimble than this, and there's whenever I see things come forward, I always look at it with that eye, trying to figure out how to is there a way to make this easier, better, faster, and the general plan is one huge example of where, I don't know if you've watched any of our meetings, but that's the question I ask every time. How is this affecting the person coming to the counter? And are we creating processes for them that they're going to have to jump through two more hoops? Or can we take a couple of the hoops away and make this an easier process for the person? Because, you know, I think Virginia said it a few times, what are the unintended consequences of doing this? You know, and so I think we do a good job at looking at those and making sure that we're not giving people more than what we wanted. You know, you want to protect things, but you also don't want to, there's a line where you can't, where you don't want to make it so hard that people don't do it.
Yeah, it becomes onerous, and it's just easier to do it in a different way.
Well, and you look in Humboldt County, how many unpermitted structures there are, you know, even out in the hills and all that. Is, you know, there's, I think,
not that they're unsafe. They may just be unpermitted. Because of the
cost. What do you have to do to make it permitted, you know, and make it so people would come in, you know, and right now they don't, because unless they want to sell it, or they're looking at, you know, how am I going to send this to my kids after I pass on, things like that. There's the only times that you'll hear from these unpermitted structures out in the hills. And I think there is a group working on, you know, What would it take to get these people in the door, get hopefully most of them in the door without making it so, you know, ripping all your, one of the proposals was you'd have to rip all the sheetrock off your walls inside to
inspect the wiring. Oh, that's a dandy, lovely one.
And I,
who came up with that one?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
But
community member or staff?
That's
as far as we'll go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a community member. How about that?
Okay.
And it wasn't one of the people who were going to get their sheetrock ripped down either. So, but is there, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen at the end of it, but is there something you could put on your deed that says, you know, this has not been inspected, so whoever buys it knows you may be buying an unsafe structure, and you might want to go get it checked out if you buy it.
Or...
But at least you could make it legal.
To make it legal, perhaps you have like if it's a wiring, say, you have a group of four or five private electricians who are certified through the county, so everybody's, you know, feeling comfortable with it. Then go out and test it through the sockets. They test it looking at the junction boxes.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do that or not.
Well, neither can I, but that seems a little
more logical
than ripping the walls down so I can look.
I think what would be even easier, though, is just to put it on your deed. Because that's the main thing is sell it to someone else and then have them not know what the problems are with the property.
No surprise.
Yeah. So if you get your property and it says on the deed that the wiring has not been inspected, this could be an unsafe or whatever, at least they know. And then if they want to go test it or do what they want, you know, do what they can to make sure, then I think that at least that's fair.
KINS News and Information Times 343. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg. Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, as you're looking to get some of these various programs in place or those discussions rolling on them, is this more staff discussion between the electeds and the appointeds and the senior in each of the departments to come up with the new ideas? Do you think that there's a place in there somewhere for the user groups? I mean, you wouldn't want me going into some of these departments. And some of them I might like actually have an opinion that would be, at least as being a user, a viable comment or two.
Yeah, I think it needs to be both, just because, you know, the user is going to know the details about going through all the steps, you know, and then staff will be able to tell, you know, well, how was that? You know, if you wanted to change something, how was that going to happen in the office and what is it going to change here? But I think you have to have the user groups to be able to tell you, you know, what's bugging you? What could be done easier and faster?
So in an attempt to focus it, so there might be a decision made before 20 years expires. Mm-hmm. Oblique reference, but that's as close as we need to go. Can you timeline it? Can you say, okay, for 2 months we're going to be doing this, and whatever changes or not may be adopted and will go into effect at the end of that 3 months. So you guys get four meetings to be able to kick it around. And that's it. It might be fine-tuning. If they determine there should be big stuff, well, great. That's handled in a different form and a different format. This is just small little stuff, trying to do the 2 or 3% efficiency stuff, not the huge mm-hmm. blow-it-ups.
Yeah, we haven't done the small stuff yet. It doesn't, every once in a while you'll see something come through, but it seems like it's usually the blow-up things that we deal with, because those are there's enough of those to keep you busy. You know, we've got...
But can you get them done in any kind of a time
fashion?
Yeah, I
think so. You know, take, for instance, the shaded parcel issue in the county. You know, we knew that was an issue. We talked about it. We said, okay, what are we going to do about it? We hired a person to go through and take care of all the ones that are shaded, just systematically go through them and figure out which one, what's
highlight what. Them on the map kind of thing.
Yeah. And figure out if it's legal, if it's not legal, send the people a letter. Let's get these things cleaned up. And then also if you have one that you're normally going to shade, someone buys a piece of property and you're going to shade it, now what they do is they go and find out why right then and there,
Early on.
And so that way it doesn't stay shaded. So you're not having the problem keep going forward. So I think, we do things that make a difference.
Well, just don't step in the doo-doo when you're doing the doo-doo. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thanks for having me.
We've been Talking Shop with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.